do. We can break that up into 3 monthly payments.
Beautiful people only live in downtown, in midtown, and around where I stay. Is it the brain that really matters, or the character that flatters, or dependent on their beautiful face? But if you're beautiful from birth, do you really have the courage of a woman picked on for a girth? Ever since she was a kid, you know how kids work, up until she was a full-grown adult. Now, I'm not saying that it's real smooth sailing, but guys, being nice doesn't hurt. And I'm not saying that they're perfect, I'm just saying that they're different. And the difference is they love to wear skirts. Sex in the city probably feels really, really nice, with hands placed on faces and twinkles in their eyes. Sex in the city probably looks really, really great, with a girl that's like a 10 and a guy that's about an 8. Sex in the city sounds like it takes place on stage, while moaning in key while Marvin Gaye sings. Sex in the city candles smell like great jobs and promising careers. My candles smell like fear, my roommates may hear. I have really bad acne. It looks like the gosh dang night sky. And I promise I'm gonna get it taken care of. So I'm not a baby maker looker, but maybe I am to a woman that really loves me for who I am, or maybe who I'm not. Either way, it's getting bothered and hot. Gross. Hey, missus, will you take me to a world where nothing else exists except the contents of our soul? And there we'll talk. You know, your Instagram DM works too. What up? If I looked like Brad Pitt mixed with a bit of Jake Gyllenhaal and a bold David Hasselhoff, I wouldn't be here at all. I'd be in Los Angeles or at your mom's house eating all the sandwiches. Sex in the city probably feels really, really nice, with hands placed on faces and twinkles in their eyes.